You're dialed into the pig. KPIG Freedom 107 Oink 5 FM, KPYG Cayucas 94 Oink 9 FM, and kpig.com.
We are? Well, hi. Nice to talk to you. Well, of course, as soon as I say hello, my headphones fall apart. They seem to have a way of doing that. It's KPIG's sort of live music show where things. What are you doing here? Okay, I'm going to give you this.
Fix your headphones.
Okay, there goes that part. So now I don't have to hear. I just wanted to tell you about some shows that are coming up to Moe's Alley, and they include Anthony Aria today and Taylor Ray, 2 p.m. matinee, Anthony of the Voice fame, and Taylor Ray, local wonderful chanteuse. You'll enjoy the show, 2 o'clock at Michael's on Main. Renee Wald and Lauren Wall. Renee Wall, Lauren Wall. One from Nashville, one from Santa Cruz. They've never met. You just heard Renee, and she'll be playing today, on Wednesday, June 12th, the two of them. Footy Flavors, legendary queer party band. Just that promo is enough to go see it. A legendary queer party band, and that'll be June 13th at 7:30 p.m. Always a fun show with those folks. Possessed by Paul James, with Tim Valdenord and Una Stewart. A mix of roots and emotional electricity, which flickers an enthralling danger. My God, Webb Wilder's going to write that song. Enthralling danger, yes. Let's see, the China Cats, yes, a tribute to the Grateful Dead on Saturday, June 15th. The Summit Sisters, all-woman rock-pop folk cover band from the Santa Cruz Mountains, that's on June 19th. The Real Sarahs are coming in. Freestone Peaches, a stunning Allman Brothers tribute. And let's see, and then the Sing Out Tour from 2019 with Cries Matthews and Heather May, and it features J.J. Jones and Joe Stevens. That's Wednesday, the 26th. It's more of the Foodie Flavors, legendary. These are legendary folks from a different part of the country celebrating that week of Singing Out. Everybody's out now. Bill Kirchen. Yep. Bill Kirchen is coming to town with 5 of the original Lost Planet Airmen.
Wow.
Is that a show?
That is impressive.
That's a show. Wow. And it's if you're going to go to that, get there early. Maybe the day before would be good. Foreverland, an electrifying tribute to Michael Jackson. And that takes us up into July. So there's a bunch of things. You can always go to Michael's on Main's website and get more information on all of these shows. But we want to get right now to Wild Weber. You've used that name, haven't you? I would think that would be...
No, it's been said. I've not used it.
It was going to be so clever.
I'm going with, my first choice.
Yeah. Which is?
Webb Wilder.
What a clever idea. Yeah.
There you go. I mean, it's like the Beatles. They someone may have called them the arachnids or something, but they stuck with the Beatles.
The Silver Beatles.
Yeah. Well, they actually did modify it, didn't they?
Yeah. So is that a birth name, Webb Wilder?
Kind of. Webb is my middle name.
Uh-huh.
And my father was Weber, and everybody called him Webb, so they really put it on my birth certificate. Yeah. Apparently his mother, who I never knew, called him Webby.
Webby?
Yeah.
All right. Nobody calls you that.
Yeah, they do every once in a while just to mess with me. You know, I've even had a guy call me Webigail.
Well, all right.
I like to call him Webb Wilder.
Webb Wilder.
And this is Tom Comet, with whom,
hey,
without
Tom,
whom I'd probably not be here.
Howdy, y'all.
Right? I'm not going to ask your relationship, but that's an interesting
bassist slash driver slash graphic artist. He does it all.
He has
done everything. It's unbelievable.
He's not your father.
No, but he's a valued member of the band for many years.
All right.
I feel like one sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. Have you got enough liquid here? You ready for a tune?
I'm never ready to sing in the morning. I do it because I love you. But what comes out of my throat, I will take no responsibility for. I borrowed this guitar from Danny Click.
Why do I know his name?
He's great. And I borrowed his amp for the gig today.
Barred his house.
Barred his house and a lot of
barred his coffee.
We did a gig with him yesterday in Novato. We kind of co-billed, I guess, or I opened for him or whatever, and his band at the Novato Art, Wine, and Music Festival, which was lovely. You know, it was a nice thing.
Oh, yeah, Novato's a great place.
It was very cool.
All right.
But, yeah, if you want me to play something, I'm going to start off with something I think I can sing pre-noon. It's a thing that I think throughout the years people who are Wildarians have liked, and Tom may sing a little spritz of vocal here and there. It's a song called The Rest Will Take Care of Itself. People have told me they've been married and have buried folks to this song.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great compliment.
It's a rite of passage, whatever you got, Tupperware party, you know. Cub Scout.
You just sort of took the magic out of that. Tupperware party. And opening the Tupperware party right now here at KPIG Radio, it's Webb Wilder.
There's a glimmer of morning just over the tree line. A sky full of starlings scatter at rain sign. Don't know what the day will bring, assuming it does come. I just know that I need you forever and then some. I was living in a world where people pawn the souls for the smallest change. It's by heart I know. A little hope is a precious thing in the thick of night. It'll hold up in the light, put love above everything else. The rest will take care of itself. I have known darkness jet black as the raven. You just might be the closest that I will ever get to heaven. But everybody needs forgiveness, even those that don't deserve. Everybody needs salvation, even if they don't believe a word. I was living in a world where people shared the truth just as bold as day. Now that I've found you, I won't throw your trust away. In the thick of night, it'll hold up in the light, put love above everything else. The rest will take care of itself.
The rest will take care of itself. The rest will take care of itself.
Come on, come on, come on. Every dream has a blind side, a trap door that's tripped by doubt. I have tried to see reason, but I couldn't quite make it out. I was living in a world where every mask of war fell on his face. I will masquerade no more. Love don't need no hiding place. In the thick of night, it'll hold up in the light, put love above everything else. The rest will take care of itself.
The rest will take care of itself. The rest will take care of itself.
Come on. Come on.
The rest will take care of itself. The rest will take care of itself.
Thank you.
Philosophy songs.
Yeah.
I like them. That's a great one. You handed me a – did you hand me a CD? No, somebody mm-hmm. else did. You got? Is it a new? You have something new out? Or
well,
is
I
it,
probably gave you one last time, but yeah. I don't know if you had it still or not. It's called Powerful Stuff. It's sort of an archival release. It's
yes, that's the one.
Yeah, it's stuff that never came out before that was recorded in like between 85 and 93 studio and live, and it turned out pretty good. We remixed everything we could remix. There's some lo-fi stuff. By the time you mastered it, it sounded pretty good too. So, yeah, man, I think people who liked the other stuff will like that, and I can't speak to the rest of the people. Although, when it came out, we saw some feedback on the internet from folks that said, I never heard of this guy, but I like this. So, I mean, there were new fans or whatever.
Well, that's always good and nice to be able to keep gathering them up.
Well, you hope so.
Yeah, well, at some point in careers, you don't get new fans. It's really difficult to get
fans. I may be there, but
I don't think so. I think you're just starting up. You're moving right to the top of the ladder now.
I'll probably be like those old blues guys when they rediscovered them and they were too broke down to get out there and do it.
Somebody will come out in the field with a recording outfit. You'll be out there hoeing the cotton.
On crutches, yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been in this business?
Well, I'm not sure I've ever been in it. I've been right next to it for a long time. Probably 30 years or something. Well, I mean, we really started doing this beatniks thing, in 85.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of years, isn't it?
Right. Well, I think you were part of the KFAT song collection, too, which was the grandfather of this station.
Oh, okay. Great.
It was out in Gilroy, California.
Okay, yeah.
And KFAT. Then it became K-Hip, which was in Hollister, California, same group of people. And then it became K-Pig about 35 years ago.
Very cool. Well, it's been good to me, and I really do appreciate it.
Well, we're glad to have you back in here in Moe's Alley tonight. What do you know what time?
Actually, it's early. I mean, it's the early bird special. It's 4 to 6.
4 to 6.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And the last two times, that's what we've done too. So we sort of.
I think what they were trying to do is cover the playoff games.
Maybe.
So if the playoff game fails, okay, he'll be done by 6. You can watch the Warriors lose to the night too.
The world seems to revolve around sports. You figure choosing some football team members shouldn't be a spectator sport, but they made it into one in Nashville with this. NFL draft thing.
You live in Nashville too.
Yeah, many years. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the third Nashville act in a row this morning.
Oh wow! Yeah. I know. I saw Renee. That was freaky.
Yeah, Renee and Sean is Ryan, the guy that was on right before you, is a Nashvillean. So we live and breathe with Nashville.
Everybody lives in Nashville now. They say 100 people a day are moving there. So if they didn't live in Nashville last week, they do now. Tom's been there since 70.
Seven.
I've been there since 82.
So no changes.
God. Oh, not at all. Just exactly.
They're
like
comparing it,
was. It
to Las Vegas now. Downtown is to Las.
Sadly, it's that. True. Because I saw on the news it was like the number one drinking town in America, and you have pedal taverns and.
Oh, the bridal shower.
You used to have tourists who were
parties.
Yes.
You used to have tourists who were interested in country music, and there was a stigma against it with the people who weren't, and it kept them away. And now they're not coming. For their interest, they're just coming to party.
Yeah,
number one bridesmaid destination and all. I'm kind of cranky about it.
I was there in October, and we were sitting above Tootsie's in a barbecue joint, and all of a sudden these buses start coming down the street, and women are flashing everybody and yelling and going.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
Yes. Stop that, please.
I couldn't sit there for more than 5 or 6 hours.
I'm the anti-tourism director. Now we had these bumper stickers in the 90s. When there was no problem that said, welcome to Nashville, now y'all go home. And the greed or something, now where are these stickers? I want one, I don't know where they are.
Print them.
Yeah, that's what somebody else said.
Merch.
Yeah, man.
It's up to me to be negative. Somebody's got to take care of it. Well, between the negativity right now, how about another tune?
Well, I'll try to croak one out here. Let's see. This is a song that'll probably wind up on the next album. It's another serious one. It's a philosophy morning, I guess. Life is life, and people die and everything, and people are born and coming and going and all that. But, a good friend of mine passed away, and they asked me to sing at the funeral. I'm not a good funeral singer. And I ran into a lot of old friends, and my mother was in a nursing home, and all these things happened. This was quite a few years ago now, but it caused me to write this song because I got so emotionally overwhelmed. And I think people do. And, You don't have to figure it out. People go, what's the answer to life? Well, what's the question? I mean, there isn't, you know, give yourself a break. You're not going to figure it all out. You know, nobody's ever come back from the grave to tell you what was happening there.
Well, that's a bummer, isn't it?
I don't know. I like mystery.
I do too, but that one, I'd like to have a clue. You know, there's so many theories. And they all cost you money to be part of it.
If you don't know, then you can live in hope that it's a good thing.
There you go.
But so anyway, my conclusion was that life is a big deal. And I call the song The Big Deal, and it goes like this. The big deal of it all has brought me to my knees. Many times before, it just won't give me peace. I try and look away, it's much too big a view. It's all that I can say, it's all that I can do. I think I know it all, I think that I'm so smart. Still my IQ falls, speaking from my heart. The timing isn't right, I get the words all wrong. I guess that's why tonight I'm setting down this song. My heart is overfull, my eyes are open wide. I can feel the pull, strong from either side. I won't look away, I've got my courage up. I'm not ashamed to say that I believe in love. Can't turn my back on you, I never learned that trick. Tell you what we'll do, don't think about it quick. We'll put our fears aside, we'll fill our hearts with love. We'll do away with pride. Forgiveness is the stuff, the big deal of it all has left its mark on me. The light's out in the hall, that makes it hard to see. I'll try to stay on track, I've got a ways to go. It's too late to turn back, it's too soon to know. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da.
Webb Wilder.
Thank you.
Another nice one. So, if you know when they do interviews or people are talking and they say, well, I was really influenced by so-and-so and I really like this person. I've based some of my work on that. If somebody asked you to put you in with a group of, say, three or four songwriters, who would you like that to be?
Oh, gosh. Who would I like it to be, you know, would be an inaccurate comparison of my abilities to theirs. But, I mean, certainly...
A lot of them there, isn't there?
Well, Nick Lowe is on my mind a lot lately because I'm such a fan and I just opened a show for him.
Oh, cool.
And he's such a dot his I's and cross his T's writer. He's great, you know. And there's a certain eloquence to his thing that's a little special due to his inherent Britishness. But I'm a great fan of so many people. I mean, from Billy Joe Shaver to Ray Davies, and they couldn't be further apart, you know.
Right.
And people, when they're thinking of songwriters, tend to think of singer-songwriters, you know, like Bob Dylan and the post-Bob Dylan crowd. But they lose track of the fact that some of the greatest songs ever were written by, you know, Holland Dozier Holland, Bootlow and Felice Bryant,
right.
You know, Chuck Berry. Hank Williams, you know, and Jagger Richards, Lennon McCartney. So there's some good ones that have been out there. And there's some good new ones. I think Paul Thorne is an excellent singer-songwriter. And Hayes Carl, you know. And,
two of our favorites, too.
Certainly Jason Isbell, come on, you know. We're so impressed with him.
There are a great new crop coming up to take over for the Jesse
and
Winchesters.
And I was worried, quite frankly, for a while.
Well... Know. We had such great ones, Jesse Winchester.
I love
Guy Clark and Talons, of course, and
all
of those heroes. But now they're heroes of the past, and there's new heroes that's coming along.
That's good, yeah. I love Jesse Winchester a whole lot, and You know, I wish I'd written A Showman's Life. Buddy Miller did a great cover.
Nobody told me about this part. Yeah. One of the great lines of all time for
me. Yeah, man.
Well, let's get in one more song here, if you would.
Okay, I've been trying to warm up. This one will require a little more ardor. And Tom is going to sing with me on this one. This is a song called Pretty Is Pretty Does, which was something my mother always used to say, you know.
Well, then, if Tom's going to join you, I just want to warn Tom.
Oh,
please.
Well, yeah, I have to sing really high on this one.
Okay.
I may stand way back from the mic.
But this is on the More Like Me album. This is from a few years ago, and it goes like... Pretty is as pretty does. I know what it means because I let her do me like she does. Now I'm pretty blue. Time's gonna help, I know, and there's no place else to go. So I'll stay and see the show. I leave when it's through. When the joke's on you, it makes it kinda hard to laugh. Ain't nobody wants your autograph. Not even at KP again. Who needs lead? Help you out, I guess, but I probably make a mess. I don't feel too good myself. Why listen to me? Pretty is as pretty does. You could go down for that buzz. Don't confuse what is with what was. Now it's history. Love is blind, you only see what you want to see. Don't you know that beauty's just skin deep? Pretty is as pretty does. I know what it means, because I let her do me like she does. Now I'm pretty blue.
It'll be better this afternoon.
No, I love that song. That is just a great
song.
Thank you. Good one.
Pretty is pretty does. Works for me. Today at 6 o'clock at Moe's Alley.
No, 4.
4. 2, 6.
They four, don't call him Sleepy John for nothing.
They call me a lot of things.
Well.
4 to 6.
Yes, sir.
That'd be a great time. Get out of that hot sun. Don't get in the traffic. You'll be sitting in a nice, cool club and listen to some of the finest music you could ever listen to. Webb Wilder has been one of our artists here at K-Pig, K-Fat, K-Hip forever. We're so pleased that you come and visit us. Thank you.
I'm honored and humbled and grateful for all of that, and thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you soon. And coming up next... Mermaid Madonna, A Tale of Crisis. Ooh. Please stand by.